Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every Tuesday at 8:30 a.m., we talk about news, events, and we talk to people related to Lincoln County government. And it just so happens today we have Lola Jones.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Lola. Lola is a very brilliant young woman. She's in AmeriCorps Vista working for Commission on Children and Families, and you spend your time doing different projects, but we're mostly going to talk about 211 today, right?
Yes.
Okay. But before we talk to Lola, let's look at what's new in the latest news, looking at Lincoln County's homepage. And Office of Emergency Management has retooled their website. And previously, we had a different provider, and now it's folded into the county pages. And I think you're going to find that the information there for emergency-related information is laid out in a more logical way, a more useful way for you to find out what is happening now. And one of the things on the homepage is a link to NOAA for current watches and warnings. So that's the kind of things Lieutenant Landers, the emergency services manager, watches very closely. And anytime something changes, you can go right there. You'll find that link on the Lincoln County homepage to the new emergency services management portion of the website. Also, looking forward to tomorrow, Board of Commissioners meeting. If you're interested in attending, and if you're not going to be able to make it tomorrow's morning meeting, of course, it will be available online later in the afternoon or by 9 a.m. the next morning. Looks like we have a lengthy meeting. We're going to continue discussion about the public safety alarms. I believe the commissioners are going to allow some public input in that area, even though it's in discussion and information. Also, Tom Swinford's going to be in discussing the Newport Marathon, and there will be a report from John Baker about the Blue Ribbon Committee survey for the Lincoln County Fair. So that's what you can expect at the Board of Commissioners meeting this Wednesday. And without further ado, let's talk to Lola.
Good morning, Casey.
I'm sorry. Your name makes me do that. I'm sure that's happened before.
Especially on the radio.
Especially on the radio. Lola, how you doing today?
I'm very well. I'm very excited that we are now live in Lincoln County with 211.
Isn't
we're starting to get some feedback from the main office in Portland about who's calling and what they're needing, and it's very exciting stuff.
So you guys have been working on this for a while, and when I say you guys, I mean Commission on Children and Families.
Yes, 211 is a strategic partnership between the United Way of Benton and Lincoln Counties and then also the Commission on Children and Families here in Lincoln County. We were the first to pony up the cash, if you will, for the first of our yearly contracts with the Portland Call Center. And so the commission has also been charged with managing the relationships between the service providers and 211. So we're just starting to dig our claws into that that pile of earth.
You know, it seems like 211 is something that's been around for a little while. I mean, it's new for us. Do you have any idea of kind of the history as far as when it first rolled out anywhere?
Or? Right. 211 first began in 2001, and Portland actually was pretty quick to jump on. Several of the more metropolitan counties in the Portland area have existing databases online that were just had to switch format, if you will, to the 211 ReferNet format. And so in Portland, they've been going for almost 10 years, and 80% of the country is covered by 211 right now. We're the ninth county in Oregon, the first rural county, so we're doing a little bit of learning from the ground up, but it's they expect about a 6% usership in any given population, but especially in counties where the unemployment spikes like it does in Lincoln County, Bend, you know, over in Deschutes County, you're going to have more of a 10 to 12% usership depending on what your unemployment rate is.
I see. So it seems to be correlated to that to a certain degree.
Absolutely, because a lot of the people that are using 211 are unfamiliar with the social service system, and so in the, you know, the latest dip in the economy, you have a whole new class of people that are experiencing problems that they never dreamed they would have to, such as foreclosure, you know, needing heating assistance, food boxes, things of that nature.
I had read an article, I don't know if you saw this in Wired magazine, about 211 in New York City. Did you happen to catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of really blew my mind because there's a lot of data that's going to be gleaned from this whole thing.
You know? Exactly. When you think about what we're paying this call center, you know, for the calls and, you know, the web searches, you're going to make that up in data alone that we're not going to have to collect anymore, spend man time and, you know, mm-hmm. man money collecting. And you can you get a monthly report that include things like the gender, the age, the income level of your caller, but also what services were they expecting to receive that they weren't able to receive. So you can identify the holes in the service areas of your county, because 211 is a comprehensive database that includes government organizations, nonprofit, religious, things of that nature. You're going to get the most complete view of the services available. So whereas in other printed resource guides, you would have maybe one of those genres of service providers, mm-hmm. government organizations or strictly religious organizations, now you can go one place to find all of them.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up on everything, I suppose. And it sounds to me like 211 is kind of a digital Project Homeless Connect. I mean, just loosely, you know, it's just really neat to think of it all being in one spot. I mean, this is, because I know you've seen it, is people saying, how do I get these services?
Right.
Where do I go?
Right. And maybe they've never had to register for any kind of social service before. I mean, imagine that beginning that sort of daunting right. task from the beginning and not even knowing what you need to bring to your appointments. Do you need a social security card? Do you need a birth certificate? Do you need proof of income, proof of address? Wouldn't it be nice to know those things that you needed for that appointment before you went, so you can make the most out of the time that you're taking out of your day to get these services that you need?
Yeah. Lola, could you talk about how it works in a tri-county type of a situation, because this is our database here for Lincoln County, but we're really doing this in conjunction with Lynn and Benton. Is that right?
Correct. Just the format of 211, as far as a statewide network is concerned, is made up of several data hubs. In Oregon, there will be 8, and we are the mm-hmm. 5th. And so basically what you do is you identify a connection between like populations. So with Lynn, Lincoln, and Benton counties, we have a very similar population, similar income levels. We are served by a lot of tri-county service providers such as Samaritan Health, the CSC, other large service organizations. And so you identify the things that can kind of draw that group together, the different organizations that we have in common, the Commissions on Children and Families, United Way, other service organizations, and try and capitalize on those partnerships. And so basically what we'll be doing is sharing fiscal responsibility for the call center contract. So because the calls that go into 211 aren't received locally in Lincoln County, we contract with them out of Portland, much like a 911 dispatch center would. So the call center is going to receive these phone calls, but the data is managed locally. And so in the partnership of this Tri-County Hub, you have a data manager that is going to represent these service providers digitally by tagging them with different keywords. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to overlap on services that you're similar on and then identify those which have satellite locations in only one of those counties, for example.
So we're going to be able to share some of the financial overlap.
We will. And because Lincoln County rolled out 6 months before Benton County and a full calendar year before Lynn County, we have contributed our financials for the next 3-year period. So basically, we're going to be rolling in with Benton and Lynn, and they'll be footing the bill as we did for this first year.
Interesting. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll take a break here. We're talking to Lola Jones, and we're talking about 211, and she can take us deep into the subject. I know you have more to say, and I'm curious about this tagging, too. So we'll be right back in just a moment. Stay with us. And welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, and it's great to have Tommy Boy behind the board over there. He is the new general manager, operations manager, probably about everything, Tommy.
Maybe
he says. So
I got to remember how to turn a microphone on.
But no, maybe, No, you were pretty quick there. Well, I really appreciate it, Tommy. I think you are going to be good for the station, and
I'm looking
it's
forward
nice
to having
here.
A lot of fun. And in fact, I'm going to start doing a show on Mondays at 9:30.
You're going to have your own program too.
Kind of what you're doing, but more geared towards Tillamook County.
Mm, okay. Because so, you know the area, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. And so it ought to be a lot of fun. And I'm listening to Commission on Children and Families, and they have a Commission on Children and Families up there as well. And so this is pretty interesting stuff. So
great.
Lola's more entertaining than I am, so
talk to her. Okay, well, let's get back to Lola then. She is. She is entertaining. And Lola, could we rewind just a tad and talk about how you came to do what you're doing now, because I think that's important. You're in AmeriCorps Vista, and
right.
How did that all start?
I really wanted to do some service after I graduated from college. I went to Linfield College, and I got a BA in communications there, focusing in radio. And so I decided that I really wanted to give back and do some service. And I had originally planned on going into the Peace Corps and was about 8 months away from heading off to Uganda to purify water.
You were signed up, is that correct?
I was in the beginning of the contracting process, and they really do their best to scare you away if you don't want to be there for, you know,
they want you to understand just what you're getting into.
Mine was a 20-month deployment, so yeah, it was, you know, the good portion of 2 years in Uganda. You know, purifying water.
So what
water.
Kept you from going with it?
I actually got engaged on graduation day, and I couldn't convince him to come to Uganda with me.
He's like, can't you be of service in some other way?
Yes, and you know, I found out that AmeriCorps is very similar to the Peace Corps in terms of the scope of your contract, and the VISTA program was really interesting to me because it dictates that my work be sustainable. So it has you try to imagine that, you know, your position or the employee that would be performing your job is wiped out tomorrow, and your project needs to be able to stand. And so it's very exciting, yes, to be able to attack these projects in a way that that will give them some legs, give them some power.
So that's kind of a philosophical bend to it. Is that right?
A bit. And it's just, it's different than direct service. You know, in the Peace Corps, you're down there in the trenches, boots on the ground, really serving people. And in VISTA, sometimes you have to take a step back and really be more a part of the infrastructure. But it's interesting to be a part of lasting change like that.
So can you tell us, I mean, you don't get paid a whole lot, basically.
We have a monthly stipend, and that's on a sliding scale depending on where you live. So, for example, in San Francisco, VISTA is going to be paid a little bit more than, you know, on the Oregon coast because of the cost of living. But they design the pay structure so that you are in empathy with the people that you're serving. You yourself are also, you know, not flush with cash. Yeah. Now, I'm in a little bit of a different situation. I've been married for a couple of years, and I lived on the Oregon coast before I received my AmeriCorps deployment here. So I have a real appreciation for the people of Lincoln County and for the way business is done here and the way the people interact with one another. It's really a neighbors helping neighbors community.
Yeah, and I think you you know, you have your finger on the pulse, and you know, Project Homeless Connect was something that you really dove deep into and made a big change there in terms of just keeping it going. So are you continuing to work with that, or are you just focusing on 2-1-1 right now? Or
Project Homeless Connect is another project that I work on year-round because we have identified a second venue. Lincoln City will have a Project Homeless Connect this year. It's really happening on May 19th. And
wow, that's going to be a lot of work then to get that one ready.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, we rely on the template of the Newport event because it is such a strong program now. It's in its fourth year. The community is really starting to take ownership. The Newport Nazarene Church has been a great partner in getting our community rallied behind, you know, some consistency in this program. And people have come to expect that, and they know that they can trust the people at Project Homeless Connect, that they'll give them these services in a non-judgmental environment.
After you move on from your AmeriCorps VISTA position, are we going to still have individuals like you coming in? Or I've heard they rotate geographical areas in terms of where VISTAs go?
They do. The Building Bridges VISTA program, which is what I'm operating under, is run out of Corvallis, and it's been there for about 7 years. And so it is about the time for it to rotate. I'm not quite sure if that will happen this year or in the next couple of years, but there are a lot of AmeriCorps VISTAs that do good work in Lincoln, Benton, and Linn counties. And so were it to move, it would be quite a shame. There'd be a large deficit of new minds and new thinking.
Well, okay, 2-1-1. You're doing such a good job here, and you know it better than about anyone I've met, Lola. And how do we classify this information? Because the user experiences you call, and I like how you said on the video, you know, this is not a robot, this is a live person. I mean, this makes a difference, but yet they they have to reference something. How does it work?
Exactly. The call center is staffed by trained social worker employees. So this is not your average Joe, you know, reading a book and drinking a cup of coffee. This is someone who's trained to get you connected to the services as quickly as possible. And the goal for each call center operator is to give someone 3 to 4 referrals for each particular service they're requesting, because we know that things don't always work out on the first try, the first organization, you know, your first attempt. So there needs to be options. There needs to be variety in the places where they can receive these services.
And this person isn't the Great Oz. I mean, they can make mistakes, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. But that kind of harkens to the principle of garbage in, garbage out. So for our particular database, if we are going to put in the best information, then the caller from our area is going to receive the best experience when they call or when they search on the website at www.211info.org or toll free at 211. You receive the same information that, once again, was gathered by a local person. So they have the ability to classify the information in a way which our local community is going to understand. So in terms of directions, instead of someone in Portland Google mapping Lincoln County and trying to determine where to direct somebody, you can tell them, oh, well, you know, it's right behind the JC Market. You know, it's right underneath the Safeway. You know, the local control of the information is really key in giving someone a quality experience. And so when the call center operator is going to search for a particular service, they're going to perform a search much like you would at a library searching for a book. They're going to type in keywords. They're going to give the zip code of the caller to make sure that the demographics of those services are local. And then what they're going to do is identify a service genre. So, for example, food assistance. If you're needing to get connected with your local food pantry, you're able to identify that subcategory of food assistance. And then up on this page will pop a number of services sorted by the distance from that caller's zip code.
So you have service providers, different organizations throughout the community. Did you guys have some sort of sheet with lists? And I mean, you must have filled this in digitally and just started moving lots of information.
The taxonomy process is largely digital, yes. We have a very, very large spreadsheet growing by the day in which we have listed these organizations, their physical address, the type of service that they have. And then 211 provides you with a survey for this agency that identifies all of the information that we're able to share. So business hours, accessibility in terms of a physical disability, maybe eligibility requirements, like I said early, maybe you need a birth certificate, a social security card, something of that nature. And then you're also able to list directions. So from any main arterial road, how would you find this business or this organization if you'd never been there, using local landmarks?
Kind of the who, what, where, when. I'm wondering if this has helped certain organizations say, oh gosh, you know, that's something important people think of on their end. I know everybody tries to do the best that they can, but oftentimes it takes someone who's really looking for it to kind of reveal holes in how well you're describing what you do.
Yeah, and particularly in Lincoln County, there are some organizations that don't advertise very well via the internet, and so we're able to draw out of them services that haven't been previously advertised, and so more people are going to be able to take advantage of those services.
To clarify the difference for folks to something like a Google, now I've found like with Google, I'll just ask it about anything. And I suppose you could kind of do the same thing with 211, but I think people need to understand that it's, you know, it is customized specifically. It's not going to go out on the fringe, really. I mean, it's going to be localized.
Yeah, particularly with the addition of the zip code search filter, you're able to eliminate. I know there's a Lincoln County in Nebraska, and I'm always encountering that when I search for anything in Lincoln County on Google. And so you're able to eliminate most of that slough of information. And in addition, the ReferNet database, which 211 uses, prompts people annually to update their information, and in some cases prompts people monthly to update their information. And so what you're able to do is keep that information live. When we talk about dead information, you've seen the resource guides, the little pocket manuals that have 65 phone numbers listed on them, and you know, 2 weeks down the line, two-thirds of those don't work anymore. The people don't work there anymore, the business hours have changed, the phone number has changed, and that information is then dead. And so you've wasted the money on the printing, and you've also wasted the money on the gathering and the creation of that particular piece of material. And with 211, you're able to save that investment government and roll the information on a live basis. So let's take an example. CSC works a lot with monthly funding.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, people will be referred to CSC and the funding will have run out. So they get discouraged by the service process. You know, they've taken some time out of their day to make this appointment and now they haven't gotten the service. With 211, you're able to call, and if there is funding available, it will be noted on their particular entry on that screen. When they're out of funding, they make one phone call and that information officer removes that note from the screen. It will say, now say, please don't send people over to here until February 1 or February 5. Right. And so you're able to eliminate a lot of the rigmarole.
Really a lot of customization there to make it work. That's really cool.
It is. It's a lot of work on the front end, but hopefully with the surge of work that we're doing right now and then a little bit of upkeep on whatever basis that particular organization decides that it's needed, you're going to have information that is viable and live, you know, 1 year, 2 years after we begin this.
One thing you had said in the 211 video was that when somebody calls, they're likely to need more than one service.
Correct.
Can you talk about that phenomenon?
Well, I think it was a phenomenon that we didn't understand this, that if mm-hmm. one person is experiencing a particular symptom of poverty, so they're lacking in rent money or they're lacking in food in their pantry, these are not isolated incidents.
Right.
That sort of panic and that sort of desperation is going to spill over into other areas of their life. And you often find that when people are living on such a tight budget, one trip to the doctor, one, you know, car accident, you know, something that is a small crisis in someone else's life becomes overwhelming and becomes the reason why they can't pay the rent, they can't mm-hmm. pay the mortgage, they can't buy food, can't buy gas. And so what we're trying to do is eliminate the desperation from some of the need for these services and really connect them in a way that is going to give them the best experience possible.
So it is an evolutionary process here. I mean, 211 is up and running, but it is going to get refined. It's going to get better. Thank you, David. So you are telling organizations that if you've been missed or you need to get your information in, you know, they can approach you guys. How do they do that?
Well, basically, you can update information, add a new entry anytime you would like to do it. And so if you have missed us by some chance, I would love you to get a hold of me at 541-265-9883 mm-hmm. or at lcbuildingbridges@gmail.com. LC okay. is in Lincoln County. And it will get you that information. There's even a way that you can fill out the survey online. I know a lot of people don't like the paper mail. And so we can send you the link to that survey. We can get you listed in just a matter of minutes.
And the survey prepares the business and the types of information they need to
exactly eligibility, business hours, directions, things of that nature.
So, Lola Jones, now we're live. Just dial 211.
Yep.
Or 211info.org. And they can reach you at 541-265-9883. And so I guess we're kind of really back into the phase where we're doing, you know, a hard push that it's here. And I mean, I know it's taken some time, so maybe I should put that on the county homepage, you think, with
maybe.
Your contact information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stick it on up there.
Yeah.
And,
so,
you know, not just for service organizations. If you're a member of a social group or, you know, some other body that meets and you think that people in your group might like a tutorial on how to use 211, definitely give us a call. We're available to do that. We've done it for the AARP up in Lincoln City. And it's really something that folks enjoy getting some hands-on tutorial. Because let's face it, you know, the senior population sometimes cannot keep up with the speed of technology, particularly mm-hmm. with the internet, and it's a very daunting place to go to
right.
look for services. So if you're in need of that kind of assistance, give us a call and we'll come over and set up our screen and do a live search with you, kind of walk you through the process.
You know, maybe we may see a time when, you know, we see more computer monitors, you know, set up at businesses just so they can access this stuff, which I think would be really nice.
I mean, I think if I were a social worker, it would be my homepage.
Yeah.
I mean, every time someone comes in and you can't give them the service that they are needing because of, you know, some nuance or something that falls outside of your umbrella, now you're able to send them to a place where you know the information is good.
Thank you very much. And thanks for all your hard work, Lola. 211info.org or call 211. It's live in Lincoln County. That's Lola Jones, 265-9883. You can reach her at that number. And we'll put something on the county homepage if you want to learn more about how to get your organization involved. So thanks for listening today. We'll be back same time, same place next week, 8:30 a.m. on KCUP.